WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And this is your first reminder, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit code RockSock or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop for Epic Game Stores, because we're hashtag Epic Partners. I'm Sir Rockin'. That's Lindsay Ward.
We are officially on the road to WrestleMania, and it is revving up, guys. Very exciting stuff happened on tonight's show.
There was. First thing I want to talk about. Becky Lynch looked like a boss.
Yeah, she did.
Like a badass tonight, chat.
She got whooped like a boss, too.
She did. So there was a six-person tag team action. It was Becky Lynch, Doudrop, and Nikki A.S.H. taking on Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, and Rhea Ripley. That was a good match. Really good match with the six women involved. But at the end, Becky felt the braid.
Ooh, did she? Like, just the marks that got left on her, just damn. I mean, damn. Like, Bianca drew blood.
Yeah.
Like, she went all out with that hit. It's like, or those, that series of hits. It's like, oh, shit.
I know they added a sound effect to the first hit, but ooh, no matter what.
It still sounded vicious.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, all right, we're getting that personal with it. Okay, that's fine. We can do that.
Team Bianca would win the match, but ooh. That one left the mark.
Literally.
Tommaso Ciampa made his way back to Monday Night Raw, beating Robert Roode, setting up, you know, the tag match tomorrow. And the internet had a mad Lindsay.
The internet had a man.
They changed Ciampa's music.
Yeah, they did. It's another sign that Ciampa is on his way to the main roster for good. And I'm not going to lie, it's a little weird seeing Tommaso on the main roster. It's not bad.
It's not like, bad.
It's not. It's the furthest thing from bad. It's just so strange to see him anywhere but the NXT environment, because that's where we're so used to seeing him. And I just sit here and I'm like, this is odd. This just feels really, really odd. It's another sad reminder that NXT, as we all knew it, is gone. Which again is not bad. It's just change, right? It's that another mark of change.
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't great. It wasn't horrible. Go back in history and listen to some horrible music they've put together. That was not anywhere near horrible. Scale it correctly a little bit.
Here's the problem. I don't know who is doing their music now. I really don't. CFO was doing it for a long time, and they've parted ways with CFO for whatever reason. And then obviously the great Jim Johnston did it before that, and they've had people in between. And they kind of go into these lulls where they'll have somebody really, really good for a while, and then they get somebody else in there that just isn't able to live up to the mark, and then they'll get somebody really good again. So I don't know if it's just something that they're sourcing generic music for them, that maybe they're not even having it custom produced anymore, or they're not having it custom written. Like, I don't know. I don't know what their music department is like.
Because it's hit and miss right now, and that would be in music, that's all the time. Because Ricochet's new music is really good. Like, they changed his music, and it's really good now. So, I don't know.
It's just something that...
It's going to take time
to
get...
It is what it is.
And also, he had the Raw nameplate this week. Because it might have been licensed differently. Man, that's kind of the deal. His music may have been a CFO music, and now that he's on the main roster, they want to change it.
Or it could just be, it's another thing that it's like, okay, all right, you know, we're going to go ahead and change him and get people used to that now, because he's going back and forth between NXT and Raw. So it's like, let's get people used to the adjustments in the character and the music and the presentation and everything like that. And they're trying to do it right. They're trying to bridge Tommaso correctly, which is you're taking him between one show, putting him on the other, and you're making the changes slowly to him. So by the time we get it to the point where he stays permanently on Raw, we're used to things like new music, new character traits, new everything, right? As opposed to just taking him out of NXT, changing everything all at once, and planting him in the main roster. It's a slightly different approach that I appreciate. Because I think they've seen that in the past, where they take somebody... Yeah, it's exactly like what they did with Karrion Kross, right? Like, they changed everything about Karrion Kross, and it didn't succeed. And we've seen that formula happen time and time again with wrestlers, where, you know, they have something really good in NXT, or the fans are behind it in NXT, and then they bring them up, and they change aspects to it that either they don't work, or they don't know how to shoot it. Because, like, the one thing that especially hurt Kross was that by working in a smaller venue that is NXT, whether it was the PC or whether it was Full Sail, and they were in that building, is because you have a smaller, more intimate venue, you can do really cool entrances in there. And it works because they're easier to shoot, right? When you get into a large format like what Raw is, it's more difficult to get that same feeling. And they didn't help him because they took away the special effects and they took away Scarlett. And, or rather, Scarlett got injured, and so she wasn't able to participate. And then by the time she was kind of better, it was like, no, we're done. But, like, yeah, that's what hurt Kross, and that's what's hurt a lot of people in NXT, is they get a lot of really special stuff, and because of the atmosphere, it works. But then when you bring it up to the main roster, it's like, yeah, no, this is not going to work, or it doesn't have the same feeling, or they just change it, or whatever. So, with Tommaso, they're doing it correctly. And I hope to see them do more of that, where they bring people up, where you kind of, like, have this sort of, like, bleed over between Raw and SmackDown and NXT, where they all start to kind of work together. And it's, you bring people up slowly, and you trickle people in, and you have the back and forth. Because that's really what NXT should be, is you have experienced talent going down there to work with the younger talent, and then the younger talent come up as a result.
Okay. So there's that.
Sorry, went on a mini tangent.
You're good. Dana Brooke and Reggie took on Tamina and Akira Tozawa, and they won the match. And then there was a makeout session between the belt, Dana, and Reggie, which was
something.
And then Tozawa and Tamina.
I'm going to give Tozawa full credit. He played that perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
He did a wonderful job with that. Like, he and Tamina did a really good job.
So last week he wanted the kiss and she refused. This week she grabbed him, laid one in, and the look on his face was like, heaven.
No. She grabbed him, and he was, like, scared. And then he's like, no, it's fine. Okay, all right. I'm ready. Yes, all right, I'm ready. And you just see this really sort of, like, gradual change in his face. It was so well done on his part, where he goes from, like, terrified to acceptance. And then she just lays one on him, and then he's just like, oh, like the little, you could almost see the little circle of hearts that were going around his head, or like the Cupids or whatever, like in the old Looney Tunes cartoons.
Yeah.
That's what you could almost see going around his head, and then he just like sort of trots off after.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure what this was.
I don't know.
Tozawa did a good job.
He did a fantastic job. Then chased her, or the lap dog chased her away, chased after her. It was really good. We had Miz out. before the Rey Mysterio Dominic Mysterio tag match, and he cut a promo about, you know, WrestleMania and the reactions they got last week, and they enjoyed beating up him and Logan Paul enjoyed beating up the Mysterios last week. They took on the Hurt Business this week. Miz had a distraction allowing Shelton Benjamin to beat Dominic, so the Hurt Business got the win.
The Hurt Business.
Three syllables. It was fine.
I mean, it was what it was, right?
Mm-hmm. Carmella and Queen Zelina accepted Sasha Banks and Naomi's challenge for WrestleMania.
Okay. All right.
For the titles. Also, Carmella wants to do a live sex celebration with her fiance in the ring at WrestleMania.
Please don't. Please, please, please don't do that.
The Street Profits defeated RK-Bro. The scary situation was Montez Ford came down with the frog splash on Randy Orton. Randy was trying to get his foot on the rope. Really couldn't. Dawkins tried stopping it, but Orton never actually got to the rope. So the Street Profits would end up winning the match. I guess that was supposed to be like a heel tactic, kind of, from the Profits to get the win over RK-Bro. But the lesser concern is Randy Orton took this frog splash hard. He was grabbing his shoulder after the move, and he was down for a while. So hopefully Randy is okay.
Hopefully Randy's fine. I'm not sure if that's his bad collarbone shoulder or not. But yeah, he was really... Well, I mean, this is the man that broke his collarbone taking out his trash, okay? So...
And pounding the mat.
So, I don't know if that was his good one or his bad one, but he was really, really slow to get up. He did take it very, very high on his arm. And the way that he was holding his arm was it was, like, stiff and his shoulder was almost locked. Mm-hmm. Because it was bent at, like, a 90-degree angle almost. So, he was in pain. So, it was, like, I don't know if he was just really, really selling it or if something happened. Because they were continuing to check on him afterwards to the point that the ref was, like, y'all just hold your hands up. I gotta deal with this. So, I didn't hear about an ex getting thrown up, but I have a funny feeling Randy might be smarting right now. Hopefully he's okay. Like, hopefully everything's fine.
Hopefully he is okay. On this show, we crowned a new United States champion in Finn Balor after beating Damian Priest in a pretty good match between the two. However, the aftermath where Damian blamed the fans for him losing and how he never got the respect from the fans because they would never motivate him enough left the cause for concern. He would attack Finn Balor, the new U.S. champion, after the match and drop him with the razor's edge on the announce table. That looked like that hurt.
Oh, that definitely hurt. Finn went back first into the monitor.
Priest would say, yeah, I'm the bad guy. Yeah, that's right. So he's the bad guy now.
This is such a lazy excuse. I'm sorry.
It is. Blaming the fans sucks. It only works in certain situations. Go ahead.
Here's my thing. It's not the fans' fault. It's the writing's fault. Y'all, and this is not on Damian. This is so not on Damian. They're trying something new. They're trying to turn him heel, see how it works. But y'all have been doing this light and dark gimmick. It hasn't worked. Like, it was cool the first two times you did it, and then you've done nothing to progress it since. You've done nothing to do storytelling since to have him be there and be like, your fans were never behind me. Bitch, we were all behind you last year. And you were with Bad Bunny. We loved you. After Bad Bunny left, we loved you. They didn't do shit with you. What are we supposed to do? Like, you were off TV for weeks. Like, where the hell is Damian Priest? Oh, like, it's not Damian's fault. It's just, it's lazy writing. That's all it is.
But then we have good writing. Kevin Owens show with Seth Rollins and their special guest, the Alpha Academy.
This should have been illegal. It was too good.
So good. Okay, so Kevin and Seth come out together. Kevin's wearing a cowboy hat, which he would stop on after, you know, he's not letting anything distract him from including Texas legends like JBL and Shawn Michaels. Then he stomped the cowboy hat. You notice who he didn't name? What?
Well, he didn't name The Undertaker.
Not too. They brought out the Alpha Academy, their guest. They reinforced the chair for Otis. They, Kevin and Seth took notice of how Gable says, thank you. Thank you. Anyway, it's great. Gable talked about the assumptions they were making and everything like that. And whatever. It was great back and forth. Like, the shushing was great. Owens would end the segment with a stunner leading to a match. The fact they're giving, we said the last couple weeks, they're giving Chad Gable so much mic time. It's incredible. He's feeling himself right now.
This is the best version of Chad Gable we could ever get, and I'm here for it. like, wholeheartedly. Because Lord knows dude needs a chance, right? Like, we've all been waiting for him to get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So this is great. Like the shush back and forth. All I could hear was sheesh.
I like that they have a t-shirt with shush.
But it was like, and Kevin and Seth are the perfect people for Chad to be doing this with. Like the pairing that they have going on right now is really well done. We all have great chemistry. They all work well together. They're all selling the absolute shit out of that. And honestly, Kevin Owens versus the State of Texas, feud of the year, bar none, because it's too good.
It is too good.
Like, just Kevin is feuding with two people. He's feuding with an entire state, and he's feuding with Chad Gable.
Yeah, and yeah, the match was really good, too. Rollins and Owens would get the win with the stunner stomp combo, which is a great finishing combo.
It's a wonderful finish.
And then they would do a promo later, and Kevin showed his way of leaving Texas. The deadpan walk away was just great.
Leave it to Kevin Owens to just own it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. One other quick match that happened, Omos beat T-Bar.
A solid little match.
It was what it was.
It was there.
And then we found out who Edge is going to fight at WrestleMania.
This was so mean. Nobody came out at first. He's just like, come on, come out and face me. Nothing. Like, oh, that's mean, y'all.
And then out walked the phenomenal AJ Styles. Except it. Edge was sitting there. You won this match. They won the match. I won this match. We all won this match. I want the Bulldog AJ Styles. Not the tag team partner who's been playing almost this bitch. AJ said, you mother... And almost said the other word, but didn't. He called himself. Before Edge offers a handshake, before AJ could accept, Edge decked AJ Styles. And he beat on him a little bit. AJ fired back, but Edge would kick him in the nuts.
Heel turn.
And then would deliver shots after shots. And then he would, you know, think about it. Then he found some chairs that were conveniently stowed away for him. He's conflicted, then lays in the concerto. And then one more concerto. As frizzled hair Edge.
Oh my god, get that man some styling buttons, please.
Stands tall to end Monday Night Raw.
This was good. I will admit, the second concerto took a little too long, and I understand why it took too long was because he was stalling. Like, it was very apparent he was stalling. But yeah, the second concerto took too long, but this was good overall.
One other quick note before we go. Vince McMahon's on the Pat McAfee show, and they tease, you know, Austin Theory would be there to protect Vince McMahon just in case something would happen. And Vince is like, and he brought up, you know, the Bob Costas interview. And Vince is like, this is not that type of show. Austin Theory, as Vince walked off. But maybe it could be.
If this final setup is Austin Theory versus Pat McAfee, I'm okay with this. But if the final thing from this is going to be 76-year-old Vince McMahon is going to get in the ring to wrestle Pat McAfee, I need to call every single person above Vince and below Vince into question for allowing, again, a 76-year-old man to get in the ring and wrestle. I'm sure Vince is healthy. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure they can protect him. But they shouldn't have to. That's the point. I'm sorry. Vince has no business at this stage getting in the ring. There's no need for him to get in the ring, unless it's just purely because he wants to, which that's clearly it. Listen, again, as I like to say, that's not a bad thing that he wants to do that. It's just he doesn't need to. WrestleMania doesn't need him to do this. Vince, you really, it's fine. Just send Taker out there for 10 minutes. We'll all be good.
Lindsay?
What?
While you're making phone calls, call your friends and family and tell them Veer Mahan is coming to Raw.
My mom is not going to care, WWE. My parents, my family, they don't know who Veer Mahan is. They don't care. Okay? Everybody that cares about Veer Mahan is present or listening to this on an archive because they're interested in wrestling. Nobody outside of this is interested in Veer Mahan in my circle, just so everybody is aware.
Even the people in your inner circle don't care about Veer Mahan.
I mean, this is true, but I'm trying to give some people credit.
Let's be real.
Credit where credit is due.
Let's be real. So yeah, that's Raw.
That's that's Raw. This was a good show. I mean, again, we are building to WrestleMania, and they're doing a good job of building. Like I said, there are things that are concerning that really probably shouldn't happen, but are going to happen, and I'm going to have to scream about it on the internet after they happen, which is just so exhausting, but here we are. Why must they inconvenience me? Anyway, you have stuff to plug, so plug away.
Thursday night, we live, 10 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack.
We don't have any discussion planned that I know of, but tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites from Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We're coming up with a non-wrestling discussion.
We're working on it. We're trying to
piece together an idea.
And we're working on figuring it out, and we promise we will figure it out before Veer Mahan comes. I swear.
Yes, this is very true. Saturday Night Midnight S is another edition of CBR or CBRLab.com, greater than great debate.com. Before that, it's Fortnite with Friends with me and Lindsay. Around like 10:30. So enjoy that. Sunday, there is no WTR Sunday night because me and Brent are watching a pay-per-view, because next week at some point, probably next Monday, right after this show, which is at live at 11 p.m. Eastern, will be another edition of CBR Not So Live Live, talking AEW Revolution. That's the plan anyhow. Anyway, it's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link to Twitch accounts called Prime Games, switch on by clicking that perfect rectangle button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocksock or
Lynn's M Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. Everybody, go to my Twitch channel. Follow my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. I am participating in the Genshin Impact streamer event, and I am trying to gain followers, so please, please, follow my channel. I would appreciate it. If we get to affiliate, then I can do watch parties and fun things like that, and I don't always have to stream Genshin. But until then, I would appreciate it if everybody would follow the channel. I might even turn on my webcam and have a face cam. We'll see. But yes, go twitch.tv/lessonsboard, follow the channel. Thank you.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/. Right, there's no slash.
Lynn's Ward. I don't have a custom title.
Lynn's Ward at rockradioshow.com, or just search Lynn's Ward on the YouTubes.
He just hurt me.
It was not intentional. Anyway, this has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for Rack, and right back here along the airways every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.